You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
The authors are interested in understanding financial inclusion around the world. How much do different people in different countries have access to the financial system? This is important because being able to save in a bank account or alternatively being able to borrow can help get you through bad times. They can help you start a business. They can help you save for a rainy day. So their research approach, fantastic. They want to know about financial inclusion, so they go to 148 countries around the world and add new survey questions asking about financial inclusion. So for every country around the world now, we have a wide variety of new measures of financial inclusion. The headline facts here are fascinating. Around about half of us have access to the banking system or the financial system in our countries, almost all of us in the developed world, and actually less than half in the developing world. Men are more likely to have access than are women. And then we've got a whole range. This research brings a whole range of new indicators of financial inclusion that other researchers can use in our own studies. So if you want to figure out the effects of financial inclusion on anything from women's independence to economic growth, what you can now do is take the data that these authors have painstakingly put together and use them to try and understand what it is that financial inclusion buys us.